It's a Sunday Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show interview. Freddie's going for their fourth straight win and a series win here in Fayetteville. Eric Bach joined by Eric Mejia. One of the most interesting stories on this 2025 Fred Nat club. A guy that has made it to the major leagues as an infielder, has switched to pitching and beginning his pitching journey here for the Fred Nats. And Eric, I guess my first question is, how do you think it's all going? How's the adjustment to pitching going for you in your first full season doing that?
Oh, it's been great. It's been like learning every day something new. And I think I'm doing good. This is part of the process. So, like I say, every day learning something new.
What was your reaction when the Nationals first came to you and said, we want you to switch to pitching full time?
Oh, they asked me what I think about it. And yeah, I say 100% yes, because if it is the only chance that I can still play in baseball as a pitcher, I will do whatever I can to keep playing baseball.
And for you and this Fredericksburg clubhouse, obviously all the guys are a little bit younger than you. How do you feel like the dynamic of that has gone so far, with you being the guy that has the most experience? Obviously, you've made it to the highest level of professional baseball. What do you think your role is in this clubhouse?
Oh, just trying to be a leader, talk to the young guys and tell them what they can do to play the game better. I have a lot of experience playing Triple-A, a little bit in the big leagues, but more in Triple-A. And it's just, again, I tell them to have fun. No matter how the day goes, you got a next day. If the next day is a bad game, you still have more games. It's a long season, so a lot of games. And just to keep the mind positive and try to be a leader, like I say, and try to make them comfortable.
Fans don't see all the work that you guys put in behind the scenes, even on game days. Mm-hmm. But for you, going from being an infielder to a pitcher, how has that changed behind the scenes? What's different in your day-to-day?
Oh, yeah, it's way different. How you can see right now, they're taking ground balls. Yeah. So I'm not doing that now. So I finished my day. I pitched 2 innings yesterday. So today I just come out and throw in program, and that's it. That's it for the day. I'm done for the day. But as an infielder, I had to take ground ball. I had to hit in the cage early, and then I had to go back in the cage to hit the machine or BP. And it's way different, because as a pitcher, you just come out and play catch, and that's it. Yeah.
So do you prefer this life to that life?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But for now, I would say yes. Yeah.
Talking with Eric Mejia here on Fred Nat's On Deck. Before we started recording, you were telling me about an adjustment you made yesterday with Justin Lord, the pitching coach. Can you tell us about that and your general relationship with Lordy as your first real pitching coach in pro ball?
Yeah, Lordy is a really good person, really good guy, and he's been helping me a lot with my new, I don't know how to say, but in my new career.
Sure.
Yeah, he's been helping me a lot. And yesterday he told me, I know 2 days ago or 3 days ago, he told me about my off-speed pitch. So I kind of show or let the hitter know that I'm going with the slowing pitch. Mm-hmm. And that's why I got the homer, I got the walks, I got the big hit, everything. But yesterday, when he told me that, so in my mind was throwing the slider or the change of the hardest I can, and the result was better. So yesterday you can see I strike four batters and two walks, so it's okay, but I end my 2 innings good. So yeah.
Most importantly, no runs on the board also against you. Yesterday we had the two guys that have pitched in the major leagues, Cade Cavalli and Zach Brixey, go ahead of you. What was it like to be around them and actually watch them work from kind of their side of things? Obviously you've been teammates with many big league pitchers before, yeah, but to be on their side of it, what was it like having them around this week?
Oh, it was great, man. Cavalli got a great stuff. When he came out from the game, he went to the bullpen to throw a couple more pitches, mm-hmm, and he was talking about how the hitter, what the hitter are looking for. Mm-hmm. So he said they're ready for fastball only. So attack with the off speed early, because they've been looking for fastball. He brought the idea to the bullpen, and I think that's helped a lot. That's a lot of experience that he has, and that was great being around Hank and Breeze. So that was great.
Eric Mejia here on Fred Nat's On Deck. Freddie's going for win number 4 in a row. Thanks for your time, and we're rooting for you big time, my man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you to the fans for listening and for keep bringing me the good advice.
Thanks, Lottie.
Yeah, you got it, bro.